it's for. It's alright, swim and sip it, let me have a little more. Like my room, on like my shower, get them hot until they're steaming. Love to find a little spot, nice and shady, that's for dreaming of the riches.
Hey, everybody, how y'all doing? My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Yes, you guys are in fact listening to the one and only Carolyn Joe Show! Carolyn Joe Show! Double take on that, first time ever. How's it going, Carolyn?
I'm good.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm great. I'm living in the riches.
Living the rich life. I guess that's how we do it. That's how we do it. My name is Joe Carabeo. I'm a filmmaker, and across from me is the lovely, talented, ultra vibrant, and the very cool Carolyn Bolesky, cartoonist of the whole entire universe. Carolyn, how you doing?
Good. Great? Apparently, great? I'm ultra great? Vibrant.
Ultra vibrant.
I don't really know what that means.
That means you're bright.
I'm
bright.
You're
explosive with color.
I mean, I guess I knew that, but I have never heard that word. I've never been called that word before.
Ultra,
but I like
ultra
it.
Vibrant. As opposed to ultra violent.
I'm vibrant, not violent.
That's right. Really, really, really. It's hot outside, guys.
I don't think it's that hot.
Well, it is sort of hot.
I don't know. I went out for a little walk in the midday, and it was actually pretty chilly.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. This has been very hot for me. Located here over in the D.C. area, I feel like it's pretty vicious.
I think it got warmer in the afternoon. Maybe that's why.
Maybe.
There was some wind action going on.
I do enjoy the wind. So yeah, we're in the thick of it. This is the summertime.
Is it?
This is the,
I don't know if we've actually passed into summer quite yet. But
when,
it's coming.
When is the official time?
So I don't have my calendar.
Are we still in spring?
I think so. We're at probably like the tail end of spring.
It's the first week of June.
But also Memorial Day passed. There's like all these county fairs and stuff. So it is definitely the summer season. People are going on vacation. I probably will not go on vacation this whole year.
Who needs a vacation?
I haven't had a vacation in 2 years.
Neither have I.
Actually, over 2 years.
Who needs vacations
and then before
when you're
that,
making stuff happen?
I think before that I hadn't had vacation in like 2 years. So I think I have vacation like every 2 years. Like some type of time off.
Like it's like the
for a week or two
every other years
yeah.
You get that vacation.
Yeah, but even before that, so I, you know, it was 2 years ago and then 2 years ago, but then there was like this huge gap of like probably like 6 years of no vacation even before that. So I don't know.
Hey, it's that time.
It's that time. We need to hit the vacation comments after the Carolyn news. This is my music for the news. Yes. Okay, so last Saturday, we did do our second blood drive called Cartoonists Draw Blood. And that was pretty interesting. I wrote a blog about it. You can read about it at curls-studio.com. And I think we were on track to like basically hit our goal because people were coming in, we were drawing for them. It was pretty impressive. But what happened was this. The water main broke from the construction across the street.
How does that even happen?
I don't even know. And so basically, like, the water had to be shut off. And, like, oh, obviously, you know, Red Cross is doing all the blood work. So, you know, they're like, we can't do our job without like, tap water and stuff.
Yeah.
So we had to wait it out for, like, an hour. And then the construction crew said, like, it could be turned on within an hour. But apparently they lied. Or they, you know, I guess they didn't lie. They had a promise that wasn't fully complete, you know?
But they said could though, right?
Yeah,
I wasn't there for this, so I missed all the main drama. I was there to take some photography, and then like then this is what I hear afterwards.
It wasn't that dramatic, honestly, but it's one of those things that's like we've been planning this blood drive for probably like 4 months.
Yeah.
And then, you know, making sure we recruit donors and all these logistics that people don't really see that goes on behind the scenes. And then it's like the one thing that happens is something that you would never think about. you know?
It's like,
what do you do in a water main break?
Yeah, how do you even prepare for that? For that list of sort of like, you know, like, all right, make sure everyone signs in properly. Make sure all the times, all the artists are in there. Oh, yeah, don't forget, there's a water main around the area that could break. What do you do? It's like, that's not really in the top 10 of possible, like, disruptions that you'd expect.
Exactly.
Like, it's equivalent to, like, oh, a house party might open up next door or something like that.
Yeah, so, but, you know, I think it did turn out really well. I still consider this event a success because, like, all the artists were really excited about it. And Troy helped co-organize this, so I think he did a really great job. And he did a great job handling the water main break situation. And also, because of his help with signing in, I was able to draw more and actually, like, be a cartoonist instead of more of an organizer.
Like, being part of, like, the actual cartoonist draw blood.
Yeah, and because, like, last time I was doing, like, sign-in and, like, greeting people at the door and, like, doing all this logistics stuff. So this time I was actually able to, like, sit down and draw for people, which was good in my eyes. And, like, I walked away, like, feeling good about this blood event when I was driving home. I was like, this feels good, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll probably do it again in the fall, so look out for that. And, again, you can read the blog at curls-studio.com. We have your photos are up there, Joe. We have all these goodies in the blog while you also check that out. Also, this week, it's ending on Sunday, so you guys only have maybe...
Like 2 days.
No. Like, wait, 4 days, I guess.
Sunday?
Yeah, it's ending on Sunday.
Which Sunday?
This Sunday.
This upcoming Sunday?
Yeah.
Then you have a lot more... You have Friday and Saturday.
You have Friday, Saturday, and... I guess part of Sunday.
Sunday.
If you get in soon enough.
Because this is a special Friday edition of the Carolyn Joe Show.
Oh, yes. Okay. So basically, I'm running a contest on Twitter. And that's also, if you look at the blog, it's curls-studio.com. You will see that you have to follow me on Twitter. I'm at Carolyn Bilewski. And then tweet this one certain tweet that I have out there. So you basically have to retweet one of my tweets and follow me. And you will automatically be entered to win Curl's original art, a copy of the Kid Roxy comic book that Joe wrote and that I drew, and a magic bullet, and so many other awesome things. So just be on the lookout for that. Because I did reach over 1,000 people on Twitter, and that's why we're doing the contest.
Cool.
Because I want to, like, you know, make someone happy to be like, whoa, I follow her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those are the big events going on right now. And then, of course, there's Magic Bullet Comics. I'm editing the next issue of Magic Bullet, my fourth issue that I'm editing, and it's going to be a Western issue, and the due date is July 1st. And go to magicbulletcomics.com to look at all the specs and info. So, again, you have a few more weeks to get that in, and I think you can do it. So check that out, and we're printing 5,000, so you'll be all over. You'll be famous. So, get in your comics.
That's the main deal. Make it famous. Get it out there. And that's the Carolyn's News, everybody.
So,
happy day for Carolyn's News.
Woo!
We made it.
We did it. I covered it all.
So here's the truth, guys. A lot of you have summer vacations. A lot of you guys, you know, you can... And that's one of the main things that's sort of been missing since, you know, like after school's done and all that stuff, is you have that summertime to have a break. But for a lot of us, there is no break. There is the hustle does not stop. Is that right, Carolyn?
Yeah. Like, well, I was maybe kind of you're all ignorant. I was ignorant about this when I was younger, but like my dad always had like holidays off and summers off.
Because he was a teacher.
Yeah, because he was a school teacher, and it never occurred to me like when I was younger. I just thought that everybody had like part of summer off, and it was like playtime, and then I thought that everybody had like Christmas and. Like all the holiday breaks, spring break, and all that. I just thought that like I just thought that was something that everyone had.
Yeah.
And then the messed up thing is like I guess I might have even thought that in college. I don't know what was going on with my brain.
Everything stops during the summertime.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think everything stopped, but it was more of just like a more chill, like you didn't have to check in at school. I don't know. Maybe I just lived too much in like some type of educated world at that time.
Too much of an educated world? What does that mean?
I don't know.
My life is too educated right now handle this.
I'm too educated to like know.
I'm too smart for this.
I'm too smart dumb to know that like people actually work over the summer. Because then when I got my first job, it was funny because it was even funny the way like my dad reacted to it. Because I was just like, oh, I get 10 days off a year, and then I'm like 10 days is not really. doesn't really sound like that much, you know? It's like one, what is that? Like, that's like 1/24th of a year.
And 1/24th of the year.
Yeah, and so like, and then my dad was like, oh, you didn't know that? And he's like, people work year round. He's like, yeah, you only get 2 weeks. And I'm like, what? You get like 3 months off for school, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Like, and then he was just like, oh, I didn't know, I can't believe you didn't know that. And I was like, I don't know why I never knew that. It's pretty ignorant, but, like, I mean, I admit it's one of those things, it makes for a good story though, because, like, I don't know, I just always thought that everyone had, like, summer off. But now when I think about it, I'm like, that doesn't make any sense, because, like, stores need to be open. And even if you work retail, you have to actually work, like, probably on Christmas and on Thanksgiving now, and...
So essentially... Being an adult means there is no time off.
Pretty much.
There is no summer vacation.
Well, another thing is like, here's the other thing that I've realized about being an adult is like, normally, like, if you work at a workplace, they will basically give you a benefit. Usually, from what I've seen, it's like you work for 4 years and then you can get 3 weeks off. Like, something like that. But what my experience is, unfortunately, like, my past two jobs, I've worked right until the brink of hitting the fourth year.
Yeah.
So, like, I never actually get more vacation ever. So I'm always basically still at 2 weeks.
Because there's that point
and
where you
it's been
just,
like that for, like, several jobs.
See, part of me is thinking that, like, you make that into a sort of, like, a mental competition. You're like, I'm going to work this job, and I'm going to be like, I don't even take vacations. I don't need, you know what I mean? It's sort of like, that's like a hardcore aesthetic, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's sort of like being straight edge. It's like, well, I'm better than you because I didn't take any vacations.
Well, now, like, certain companies also have been doing, like, the use it or lose it thing. And if you don't use it within that year, sometimes you can carry over like half of it.
Yeah,
so you could carry over a week to next year or something.
Yeah, like roll over minutes.
Yeah, so I mean it's strange though, because like I really like, if you can do a really good 2 week vacation, don't get me wrong, but if you wanted to like go crazy and like go to Australia or some other country, like 2 weeks is not enough. I mean, not like I have enough money to, like, head off to Australia and just take that time off, because I don't even... No one has that type of vacation, you know? I mean, I guess there are certain people out there that are privileged that have that, but yeah, it's just hard, because the other thing is, like, I actually spend my vacation time working still, because I use it to go to New York Comic Con, and now there's all these conventions that are, like, 3-day conventions.
So many conventions now.
And there's so many conventions, and there's 3-day conventions, and, like, for example, for Awesome Con, I was able to take that Friday, actually, as a floater holiday. But, you know, it's just hard, because it's, like, you're using, that's supposed to be your personal time, you know, and that's my choice to use it for the comic conventions. But, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, after a while, and it is cool and it is fun, and you kind of can make a vacation out of New York Comic Con, you know, you can maybe take an extra day and go see a museum or, like, you know, go to really cool restaurants and stuff like that. But when it comes down to it, it's not very relaxing. It's not like you're out on, you know, I don't even know what my ideal vacation is anymore, because, like, I'm not really the type of person that is like, oh, you can, like, lay out on the beach necessarily. Like, I like doing that, but I don't know. A lot of people have suggested to me, they're like, you should do an all-inclusive, like, cruise. I've never done a cruise before.
See, that's cruises have sort of, in my mind in recent years, have really sprung up out of every facet of some type of information. Just like recently, I was on Facebook, you know, whatever, you know, just ignoring everybody as like I usually do. But then I caught like one of these models who was promoting something. And I was like, what are you? You know, they're promoting. Of course, it had a picture that has like seven other, you know, models. It's like, come, you want to shoot with all of us? Do you like cruises? And I was like, wait, shoot with all of you in cruises? And the first idea that popped in my head was like, are you seriously doing a cruise and like a model shootout cruise? I was like, that is, it's not lame. I know everyone's expecting me to say lame, but in a way, the word I thought was like, that's sort of ridiculous, but awesome at the same time.
Well, they do have like for example, they have like a country music cruise. And they have, like, top people in country music. I guess you get to spend time with them on a boat or something, but it's pretty pricey.
See, that's fine. That's totally fine. Go on a cruise. You can, you know, hang out on deck and then shoot, you know, and watch bands play. But like, I was like, is the reason for this cruise literally is
to take photos of models?
Yeah, take naked photos with models and then go. You know, the situation that popped in my head is this. Usually for a photo shoot, okay, cool. You go, you have your time with the model, you shoot, you know, and then like, whatever. You guys can act like you're all friends, but we all know you're sort of not really friends, or everyone's just using each other in a way.
I mean,
sorry if I'm offending somebody, but I'm okay if you're being offended. But what's interesting is I feel like that's a moment there. Do you try to be friends afterwards, or are you just, you shoot and you're done, you turn over images, blah, blah, blah. But see, now if you're on a cruise, now you're sort of stuck with the person. Now you're in the same vicinity. Not only that, but it's like all, in my head, it's like I'm afraid it's going to turn into this weird-ass orgy type thing. That are not orgy, but like photo orgy, where it's like people are, you know, it's, let's be honest. Like when I've seen like these photo workshops or photo shootouts, I always thought it's really weird is because you have one model, right? Remember that one episode of Ink Master, you know, Dave Navarro's Ink Master, where they had one pinup. And you're like, you're supposed to shoot a pinup, or you only have one pinup to do reference.
You have 12 people shooting her.
Yeah, you have 12 people shooting her, but she's just standing there. That's how those like little get-togethers look like. It's like, oh, this girl's posing. But then you have like four people or four or six people just going shooting. And to me, that looks freaking ridiculous.
Well, what about on the cruise? Do they have like special time slots where you can have one-on-one with the model for like an hour or two?
I'd like to think that there's something like that. But I'm always just like, in those situations, like, oh, so you have a group of like eight guys and this girl posing. You just shoot while she just poses and people just yell out actions. Like, I was like, is this a whole cruise? Of people doing that, then they leave, and they're like, oh, then go to your naked session, shoot, and do something like that.
I would like to think that they do have, like, one-on-one, even if it might be an extra fee or something.
I mean, there seemed like a flat fee, but the way it was being promoted, it was just like, you want to shoot with us, and you like cruises? Join this and pay $625, and you get that.
I guess that's, like, the new thing, too, is, like, these group things, because DDP Yoga has, like...
Well, cruises or
not
group
a,
things?
Not a cruise, but they have, like, a Mexican beach... like extravaganza or something, and it's basically like a vacation and you get to like see DDP, and I guess every year he brings along like another wrestler, but it's a surprise. I guess last year they had like Goldust.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, and I guess you hang out in Mexico, you like get unlimited drinks, you get to work out with DDP like three times a day. You know, it's all optional and do whatever you want to do, but it's a mini vacation, or I shouldn't say mini, but it's a vacation.
Yeah.
And like, and I guess you can, but I still feel like that benefits people. Like, let's say if you're a member of the DDP Yoga community and you've been like, you lost like 200, 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like those people get more out of it because they like communicate with people on the message boards and then they can meet people in real life.
Yeah.
And they can meet that Arthur guy that's like, the hero of DDP Yoga, you know, like, but I guess what I've noticed is having like these cruises or vacations based on like a group thing.
Because even like Weezer had a cruise. And also I remember WCW having like the wrestling cruise. I have never been on a cruise. I have no idea how a cruise is. Or the only thing I know is like Titanic. It's like that counts as a cruise. You know what I mean? But whenever I see, because my brother goes on a lot of cruises, his family goes on a lot of cruises.
He has gone on like 10 cruises.
He has gone on 10, like with the Princess Cruise or the Crusade Cruise.
He went
to
Alaska.
Or the Disney Cruise with the princesses and stuff like that.
He saw whales.
Yeah, you see whales and stuff like that. It must be so majestic. I guess you can go on a cruise and there's a casino on there.
From what I've heard, they have everything. They have casinos. They have like art auctions. They have classes, they have exercise rooms, and it's like unlimited food and drink.
And, oh my god, what?
Yeah. I mean, you definitely...
Unlimited food and drink
like
on,
alcohol
a, on a moving island?
Yes.
And like...
It's like,
how
a,
much
it's like
is
an
this
adult playground. How much are they?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've heard like various reports. Like, I've heard some people say it's affordable, but like, who knows what that really means? Because like, well, I don't drink, so like, there's no...
Unlimited root
alcohol.
Beer? Unlimited root beer?
I guess it's unlimited root beer. But the thing is like I've heard different things about cruises. I've heard people say that in general they enjoy it, but then there was also like a report of people like a couple years ago getting sick cuz the water wasn't good and like everyone was like diarrhea.
See, that does
puking.
Make me that does make me wonder, where is this water coming from? Are you bringing this? See, I have a lot of questions towards any one of these cruises,
but
you know what I mean?
Will say on I guess like a negative
it's going to be like Lost.
Side. a negative side could also be like people say that they don't like lose weight on it. Like it's like they gain like 10 pounds.
Yeah, because it's all you can. It's a, you know, a fat farm on an island.
It's pretty much what it is.
The shooting naked girls and stuff like that. I don't know.
It's pretty much what it is. And, you know, I don't know. I will say, like, if I ever did go on a cruise, I probably would enjoy it.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, like, why would I be like, oh, this sucks? But, like,
me being as frugal as I am, it's still going to be pretty much, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I can get my own boat and fish my own way.
You're like, I can, like, fish my own food and, like, grill it, you know. I'll be out there, like, they should have a lost vacation where you, like, are abandoned.
Yeah, that's the best vacation. You're like, I never want to come back. They just drop me anywhere in Africa.
Oh my gosh. And then you won't be able to give blood.
Yeah.
Never again.
You can't give blood if you're in Africa?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Like, even if you're... I was talking to them. I was like, even if you're just, like, on ground for, like, 15 minutes, nope, never again.
Well, there's the out. Is it because it's so, like, just... blood is so bad over there? Is that what's happening?
I guess you can get malaria.
Is that where AIDS comes from? Is Africa?
I think so. I'm not an educated person on AIDS, but I think it did originate from there.
Africa.
It's very prominent.
So there you go. There's the getaway vacation.
You know what is sad? I don't want to harp on this too much, but I did hear about like these girls in Africa being raped. They're you know, virgin girls.
Yeah.
And apparently there's some rumor going around with uneducated people in Africa that they are diagnosed with AIDS. And then I think they say to themselves, the cure is to have sex with a virgin, and then they will not have AIDS anymore.
God,
I'm so serious.
Who's spreading this?
No,
who's spreading this genius,
like,
logic here?
They're so uneducated, but then the sad thing is like then these girls get initiated with AIDS, and they're
initiated.
Implanted, and they're in virgins. You know, like, and they're probably like 12 or 13. Isn't that really sad?
It's really disgusting. Is really what it is. It's some sort of corruption, really, to stop it. What it really seems like to me is there's some really racist person out there who's like, you know what's the best way to get rid of all these black people? Let's go to Africa, and then let's have the AIDS people rape their youngest ones so they can't populate again.
I have no idea what's going on there.
That seems like such a genius plan to just destroy, you know, I mean, if you're going to go and you're going to, you know, commit some unknowing genocide.
And who also started that rumor? Like, what is up with that rumor? Like, first of all...
Was it a rumor? Is that what they're doing?
I don't... It's both. Because, like...
Well, I guess we're not taking a cruise to Africa. Not that you can take a cruise to Africa.
I don't think I really have any desire to go to Africa.
I don't think you're going
to
have Africans being like, let's take a boat back to America.
No.
You're like, we've heard this story before, sir.
I mean, I think Morocco is interesting. I think Morocco is actually considered part of Africa, like North Africa. I mean, I like Morocco, but I don't know if I like it enough to go there. Because I would like to see is the goats in Morocco. There's like these trees that have like 20 or 30 goats on one tree, and they can climb up it and jump off it.
What are they doing?
It's amazing. They graze.
It's like hanging out.
They hang out. They eat the leaves.
Imagine the amount of balance that they have. The core balance that they have.
I know. I'm so amazed by the goats. Like, see, I heard that they can stand on 3 inches.
3 inches?
Yeah.
Like across? Like they're better than Olympic gymnasts?
I think so. They should have gold Olympics. But think about it. 3 inches is basically like the size of like a small thumb.
It is. Well, I mean, that's the skills that they were given, right? Is you can only find this in Africa, or is it Africa and Morocco?
Morocco is where I heard that the goats are. And I started this thing like a few years ago whenever I was having a bad day at work or something. I would just Google goats climbing trees. It made me like so happy. And I luckily I haven't actually had to do that in a long time. I haven't done that in like a year, so I guess that shows that I've been pretty overall happy, like
pretty busy. That's the
I've either been happy or busy, either one, but yeah, I used to Google goats climbing trees a lot, but it's funny, like I always make fun of people on the internet, like them looking at pictures of cats or like cute stuff and all that, and it is easy to make fun of the cat people on the internet, and they're so prominent, but like I think about it and I'm like, well, I did Google goats climbing trees, maybe like it's something for everyone. Somebody just needs to like look at something cute for a second,
yeah.
and then go about their day. At least it will cheer them up for a brief moment of time. Which is why you should go to see my webcomic Curls.
That's how it usually goes.
At curls-studio.com.
I did ask my friend who happens to be a stripper at this point, to see if she'd be interested to being on a podcast. Because I was, when I was asking her questions about being a stripper, I was like, you know, these sound like awesome little segments we can have on the podcast. Yeah. Like stripper stories.
Yeah.
And be like, because like no one really, I guess maybe sometimes people do, but like I always sort of like the I was asking like the opposite side of the question, the opposite side of the field, of sort of just like, so what do you try, like if someone's not giving you money, do you like try harder? And you know, she was responding like, no, those guys are like assholes. I was like, you know, I was like, so what are you girls doing in the back? You like talking trash, or do you ever overhear people talking? You know, because like sometimes when there's other girls, like she was talking about how there's, when there's girls in the strip club, and they're always like, oh, my ass would look like that if I stuck it out like that. You know, they're like, even like girls in the strip club are critiquing the girls that are basically getting naked in front of them. I was like, that's not fair.
I don't know. Maybe it's just like a girl thing to do.
It is a girl thing to do. That's exactly what it is.
I've never been to a strip club. I've been to like plenty of burlesque shows, like which is an orchestrated, planned out dance. What? But I've never been to a strip club.
What's really funny is that she was telling me how like early one day they actually had like burlesque dancers at the club. At the club that she was dancing at, like they would like, I guess they opened up the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she said like that she felt bad because no one actually showed up to see the burlesque dancers.
Aww.
And then it was funny because like she kept on saying like how like annoying it was because they left all this glitter lying around.
I like glitter. Actually, it's funny because like glitter. Well, Dolly Holiday. It's funny because I took a picture with her and she was like topless and had glitter all over her.
Yeah.
And I will say for actually like 2 months, maybe even 3 months following it, I would randomly find glitter on certain things that I owned. And I mean, I washed everything, and it's just funny because like I had remnants of Dolly Holiday for like several months afterwards.
I guess we can reference. I can reference my friend as her name as Victoria.
Oh, okay, Victoria. Yes. Are we gonna have Victoria on this show?
I don't know. I actually pitched it to her, and I was like, that might be interesting if we ever up for that. And she was like, not think about it. That could be interesting too. Just go by Vic. I mean, her Victoria is her name, so. I was like, it's so funny. It's like, for some reason, when I was thinking of a name that like that she would have, Victoria was like the name. I was like, it's probably Victoria. And it's probably that.
So what's like a top stripper name?
I have no idea. I have no clue what a top stripper name would be.
Didn't you win like a lunch at a strip club?
Yeah. Because Jake like was like looking for business for Straight Productions when he was like, you know, when he was on that side like 4 years ago now, feels like. And he went to like Paper Moon and dropped it in there because... You know, he's like, oh, Paper Moon, we can shoot a commercial for Paper Moon. Uh-huh. Like they really need like,
yeah, like they need a commercial.
Like their advertising so bad at this point. They just can't get these guys to see naked titties or in Virginia, pasty titties. See, that's always pretty funny. In Virginia, it's like it's still pasty. You can't show anything. So it's like, how's
have
that any
been,
different?
Have you been to a strip club where they could show?
Well, that's just in D.C.
Have you been to DC strip club?
No, I haven't, but that's how it is. You can absolutely just, it's
full like, naked. Well, why don't you just drive like 10 more minutes?
What's interesting though is this. It's like when Victoria was talking about, because she actually was telling me how like when she worked in DC for a little bit, then she said after 1 week she quit because it was the clientele and the people were really horrible there. Like, you know, they're like really snobby, like the people in DC. So she started, she like moved over to like the Nova side. And was saying like, oh yeah, the clients are a little, you know, like the people are better here. They actually give money. And but she was telling me how like there's so many restrictive rules towards when they do dance compared to in D.C. to when you're in Virginia, which is I find like it's very fascinating. But it's obviously because over in D.C., it's like full on nude. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, well, yeah, it's full on nude. But the thing is, though, like you can't open your legs, or you can't like, there's like so many things, like you can't gyrate a certain way. So literally you're like up there just like go. You can't like do splits. I think because I was talking to her about like, I think because like, well, what are your special moves on the pole? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, in DC you can't really even do anything because you can't like swing because then your legs open up. So it's like, you can't do that. So like, what
if you're
moves
just
you
like, what if you're just like having a good time with the music and like your legs accidentally like open because you're just dancing?
I remember when we went to the strip club for like Hazard's what's it called? His bachelor. Oh, I thought I was gonna say bachelorette.
Hazard's bachelor.
But for his bachelor party, and what's interesting though is because they do have people. At least when I was there, there's like these dudes that were sort of like.
Was it D.C. or Virginia?
It was in Virginia. And there's guys that are just like, you know, arms crossed, like sort of like watching over the girls, making sure they don't do stuff like that because you get in trouble, you know.
That seems like frightening, actually.
Because like it's like
I would just want to go up there and like let loose, you know.
Well, see, I mean, there's rules there also as well. You know, you can't do certain things. But also at the same time, she was saying like, well, in Virginia, you can do that, but you can't sort of like, you know, it's like then you have to sort of control like a hairstyle. It's like you can't show any like pubic hair or your pasties have to cover your nipples completely. But then you can at least dance, right? Well, what the interesting part about that is like in Virginia. Yeah, I mean that's pretty much the same thing. And you can't show any pubic hair or anything like that. But then you have pasties. But then you have the burlesque girls, and if you have that in Virginia or in D.C. or in Virginia, it's pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's sort of just like, except you're not giving money. I guess it's not sexual for the burlesque dancers, but like the rules are still like the clothing rules are like still the same.
Hmm. I have some questions, but it would be good to get Victoria in the studio.
I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but it'd be a potential. I always thought it'd be cool just to have, like, it's story time. What's the newest stripper stories coming out?
So, when I was talking earlier about the goats climbing trees, is there anything that you Google to, like, lift your spirits?
Absolutely nothing.
Really?
I mean, to lift my spirits, sometimes I don't really, if I'm feeling sad, I actually... Probably the internet was the reason.
Yeah, you're so. Like, I need to just get off. Well, but like that's the thing about like, I guess it is good that you are able to freelance and like, if you need like a 5-minute break, you can like take it and walk away. But at work, it's almost like you do have to like sit in front of the screen for 8 hours or more, you know. And
I mean, here's
certain things like sometimes I just want to Google for like 5 seconds and then see something and then get off it. You know,
I mean, I do like researching stuff a whole lot and reading stories and reading backstories of a whole lot. I mean, another good example of something that really pisses me off, and of course it's on the internet, is like I'm probably gonna have to deal with this in the future a lot more. Like whenever if my work gets bigger or any one of our works gets bigger, it's like comments and comment boards. And you know, everyone's no secret, one of my biggest heroes is Jack White, and he just came out with the Lorenzo music video, just came out the other day, right? I was really so excited to see this. Just got released on that day. I was like, I'm gonna go watch it. But here's the truth about whenever I post something, I actually look at it, and if I repost something, I actually look at it to make sure it's something I'm actually gonna honestly want to promote, right? So you know, I could have just easily reposted that Jack White video on Facebook because, you know, Third Man was already releasing it. But, you know, no, I took a little time and I actually watched the whole video instead of just being like, blah, blah, blah. Like, because I don't even know if a lot of people watch anything or look at things. They just go and repost.
It's really interesting. Like, I've noticed on Twitter a couple times, like, people just, like I'll post something and then somebody will automatically, like, retweet it. And in my head, I'm like, did you even have enough time to read that?
Yeah. But see, here's another thing that happened, though. Like, see, I'm really excited. I watched the video. And like just like anything else, I have my honest tendency is not to read reviews before, but I read reviews after, just to see if there's anyone, just like anyone, you want confirmation that like, oh, I'm not the only one who thinks this is awesome, you know? And of course, I was like, I loved it. It's freaking amazing. I love the visuals of that. And then I go and read the comments, and you just have, it goes from like, wow, Jack White can't do no wrong. And then next one goes, "Who? I can't believe he's still making this garbage. He should never left the White Stripes. This piece of crap." And like, "Oh, he's such an inspiration. Like that motherfucker. Like I can't even understand a word he's saying." It's like literally like one after the other. It's like, "Oh, horrible. I love it." It's like you can't.
So it's like a 50-50.
No, it's not
feedback.
If it's a 50-50, like here's how I look at opinions. If it's a 50-50 draw, no one wins. None of those opinions matter. That means the only thing that really matters is how you think about it, how you think about it. I think it's because that means you can't trust. There's no overall majority. It's just if it's 50-50, there's no majority rule. So that means all these opinions don't mean anything. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's sort of just like it doesn't even matter.
Well, also from I've been listening to a lot of like comedy podcasts and stuff, and it seems like everybody... Even, like, I've never had a, what's it called when you sit on the couch and tell people your feelings?
Therapy session.
Yeah, I've never had, like, a therapist session and any of that. But it seems like a lot of comedians go through therapy.
Yeah.
But all of them have been saying on, like, every advice about dealing with, like, so-called fame that I've heard is basically everyone's like, just don't read the comments. Just don't even read it.
Yeah, just don't even, don't read reviews. Just put it out there. It's too late.
Just put it out there, and then there it is.
Because I even remember I was listening to Howard Stern talk to James Franco. He was talking about, do you read reviews? And he was talking about this guy, I guess, on the New Yorker or some New Yorker giving him like a really hard, like hardcore ripping review about his stage, about him, his stage performance, right? And he was saying how it's the there's a difference between like you're reviewing someone on stage and then like ripping them like a new one, like and destroying them and breaking down their character, and then giving them a review on a movie. Because like on a movie review, it's like, well, you can critique this shit all you want, we can't do anything about it. Like, you can actually just ignore that because, like, well, the freaking movie's out there. You're done. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's out. Let's let it make its money. But when you're being critiqued on stage and if you're critiquing someone's, you know, performing on stage, and the night before you read this horrible review, now you got to go out there again and be like, everyone hates this. And or lots of people think this sucks. It's like that actually, how's that going to, that's going to affect your performance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's sort of tough. And also, it's almost pointless in a way, yeah, opinions do matter to them, to the people who give it out. But at the same time, once a piece of work is done, you can critique it all you want, but what are they going to do? Go back and change it? It's like, yeah, that time for that is done.
I don't know. It's really interesting coming from like an acting perspective that I'm trying to put myself in, is that like, didn't a few centuries ago being an actor was basically like really looked down upon, like as if how we look down upon like
pro wrestling, people are like, oh my god, you're a pro wrestler.
I think people look down on like unemployed lazy people, and they're just like, oh, look at these people, they don't do anything. Yeah. That's how I get the opinion was like a couple hundred years ago about actors, you know, like they were just like, oh, look at those actors, they're all
those
poor
thespians,
they're all poor and they're weird, and like they like, you look you frown upon them like as if they're like a homeless person that didn't do anything with their life, you know? And I don't know, it's interesting because like now it's like Hollywood stars are like glamorized and everyone wants to be like them. It's just really weird, like flip in dynamic of how humans treat each other.
Yeah.
And even like back, you know, James Wilkes Booth was an actor. And he killed Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
And, like, apparently from what I've heard, his stature back then would be, like, the equivalent of George Clooney killing Obama. You know, like, yeah, that was his equivalent. He was a big actor back then. He was a name. And, like, here, I can't even imagine that happening, you know, an actor doing that. That's outrageous. But back then, it was just really frowned upon to be an actor. I don't know. I wonder if like 200 years from now, if the whole society changes and culture changes and they're just like, we don't like actors and artists, and like and you're back at the like sitting on the street corner again.
It's tough to even gauge if that's actually going to happen, because like so many people look up to the fame, look up to just fame and fortune. You know what I mean? So many people, that's a goal, but at the same time, it's like in today's day and age, we live in such a selfie society that like you're just like, I want to be famous, you know.
I don't even know if that's a goal anymore, because like it's, yeah, it sounds good on the outside, but in reality, like, I don't think I would actually like that level of fame. I think I would like acknowledgement and people saying like, oh, this is a good product, like, oh, that made me laugh or something, like, oh, I smile whenever I see this, whatever you make, you know, like that is fine. But, like, I think in society, the big celebrities like James Franco or, you know, George Clooney, I don't know if I would like to be at that level, because, like, you will never be able to go anywhere.
Yeah.
You will never be able to enjoy life. And people don't think about that. They're just like, oh, whatever, they gave it up for that, and they get paid, like, $X million, and that's their life now.
Yeah, and I bet there's definitely people that deserve that. But also there's a lot of people that don't deserve that sort of comment of like, well, you deserve that. It's just like when people did the writer's strike. And that was the first, like when the writers did the writer's strike back in the day, you know, a lot of people were pissed off, like, well, they're getting paid millions of dollars, why are they striking? You know what I mean? It's like, just people don't understand working. You know what I mean? They don't understand. I feel like a lot of people don't understand like the working in the arts, working as a creative. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like people think, oh, you just think of ideas. That's the fucking easiest shit in the world. It's me being a writer, it's like, it's a pleasure and it's really a joy, and I really appreciate that being a way, but it's, you know what I mean, there's a difference between mechanical work and actual like exhausting like thought process work, and it's really interesting to see how fast people turn on you because you're not giving, like, they're so used to getting food, you know, they're so used to getting free food, and once you take it away, and then once they take it away because you want to make the food as good as you can, and they get pissed off because they're not getting their food, and they can't wait. They're like, no, I'm so used to having this free food, you know?
Yeah.
It's sort of just like, dude, don't you know it was free? You didn't have to work for this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, how greedy can you be?
I think, like, our society would have to go through some massive upheaval to have, like, it flip and turn on actors at this point.
Or even just, like, entertainers in general.
Yeah, actors, entertainers. Even, like, with athletics, it's like, everyone looks up to these people, but the sad truth is, like, you know, people like Lance Armstrong and stuff, they're all, like, doping and, you know...
Doping?
Yeah, like, they're taking drugs.
They're taking drugs? Lance Armstrong took drugs?
Yeah.
He's a druggie?
Big time. But everyone looked up to him, and then he had, like, his whole, like, what is it, live strong and, like, all that. It's like,
live high.
But everything is, like, just some massive, like, celebrity culture, which...
Selfie culture, man.
But you know what I miss, though? I miss, like, the celebrities from back in the day. It seemed like they were more talented. And now it's, like, everybody is a celebrity.
I think it was interesting to hear because, I actually went to Walmart when I was that last time I was Walmart. I was like, I'm going to read this whole Rolling Stone article about Jack White.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack White was making comments about, like, at the end of his tour, how it was really difficult to play because he felt like now the audience was, like, now so sick of it in a way. It's like now they're not willing to give back to the artist who's performing to him. He's like, he was making comments as, like, he doesn't even hear people clap anymore. And he made a rebuttal of, like, well, how can people clap when they have a cell phone in your hand, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, then that's, you know, you take away the cell phone, then how are they supposed to clap because all of them now have drinks in their hand? And it's like, those are two things that are stopping people from experiencing things in reality.
I guess they could do, like, a woo!
But, like, you know, it's sort of just like, yeah, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
He was saying that, like, you know, people are really, in a way, selfish. And I bet Jack White had to make an apology for all the comments he said on there. But I feel like almost that apology, from my perspective, that Jack White gave was, again, just based out of necessity, but well, not based out of honesty.
His comments were honest in the article, probably.
And he's like, but I love the fact that he says, like, I apologize he didn't apologize for saying it. He apologized that it offended you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in my way, I'm thinking, like, he doesn't feel bad for saying it. He just feels bad that you feel bad.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm sorry that you actually felt bad about that, but you know what? I'm not sorry I said it. But I wish you the best of luck.
Did you see? I don't know if you were able to see it, but last night I sent you this email that was talking about Vince Gill at apparently. You know that Westboro Baptist Church?
Yeah.
Apparently they were protesting, I guess, at a venue he was at.
Yeah. And at him or just the venue?
I think at him, because they were like, oh, you've been divorced. Let's protest Vince Gill.
Yeah.
And did you see the video?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Tell me about it.
But basically it's like, apparently Vince himself went over to, like, see them. I don't know, like, honestly, in one hand, I'm like, why would you even bother with it? You know?
Kevin Smith did a similar thing, too.
Exactly, and Kevin Smith, I don't know, why were they protesting Kevin Smith? They protest everyone.
Because of dogma and because of all that stuff.
But they protest everyone, that's the thing, and I think it's lame. Apparently,
well, it's attention.
Well, they also protest, like...
Just like selfies, they need attention.
They protest, like, part of me is like, we shouldn't even be bothering talking about them, but they are ridiculous. They protested, also, like... military funerals.
Yeah.
And I'm like, those people gave up their lives so that we could have America. You know, and it's just really weird the way that they think. And
it seems like a lack of class.
Yeah. Well, so basically, apparently, they were like saying, and then in the video, which is on YouTube, they have this lady like following Vince on the camera. And I guess she's from the Westboro Baptist Church. And she's like, Vince Gill, what are you doing down here? And he's like, I came to see what hate looks like in the face. You know, he's like, I came because I wanted to stare hate in the face or something like that. And I was like, I wanted to see what your guys' sign said. Because I guess he couldn't see it from where he was.
Yeah.
Like in a car or something. I don't know where he was before, but I guess he wanted to read the signs. I think like he was also checking to make sure it didn't say anything specifically about Amy Grant. Because he was really upset that like apparently they made... None of the signs said it, but, like, they were saying that, like, oh, that him and Amy Grant were, like, being against God because they got remarried or
whatever. It's also old news too.
And then apparently they were like, well, you're gonna go to hell because you've gotten a divorce, and that's I forget exactly how they worded it, but you know how the Christian Catholic
they
view,
can pick that one thing.
The Catholic view about divorce is that like you're gonna go to hell if you get divorced and get remarried.
That's cool. They've been changing the rules every single day anyway.
And then they're like, well, that's against what Jesus taught us. And then Vince Gill like mouthed back to them, and he was like, well, I'll tell you else what Jesus taught. He also taught about grace. He talked about forgiveness. You know, and then he was like, that's also a lesson from Jesus. And then they were like, well, we don't care what you think. And then he was like, Vince is like, well, why are you out here then? And then he's like, well, I don't care what you think then. He just like threw it back at them. And then he like,
great rebuttal.
Yeah, I know, right? But then like the
talk about it. Let's just be like, he's like, well, you suck. Well, you suck.
That was his great rebuttal. But then he like he cussed them out a little bit, actually. Like there's a couple people that are like, oh my God, I can't believe Vince Gill like cussed a little bit. You know?
I mean, he's a tall guy. He's a tall, tough dude.
He's like 6'4".
Yeah.
But he is known, quote, his like code name in Nashville is the nicest guy in country music.
Yeah, but you
like,
even told me that he has a. You even told me you get him in a. You know, you get him in a pissed off mood. He can unleash when he needs to.
Yeah, I definitely think so. Actually, speaking of Rolling Stone, since you mentioned, I don't know if even this article was in the Jack White issue or the current one, but it's actually in Rolling Stone about Vince Gill's like current day situation or whatever.
Yeah.
Like they were like email or they were not emailing. They were writing about his. You know, his view on, like, feminism in country music, too. Because, I guess sometimes, like, the females have, like, an uphill battle with country music, but he's,
females
like,
have an uphill battle in general.
Well, yeah. But, like, but basically,
females and actual creative people have an uphill battle.
But he also Vince Gill's talking about the new type of country, which is now called, apparently, bro country.
Bro
like,
country?
Yeah, like, about the guys that are all like, my pickup truck, gotta get my girl, you know, hey girl, you know, like that type of thing, but, you know, anyway.
This fraternity country, huh?
Exactly. Well, but anyway, but I thought it was interesting, like, because I never saw the video of him confronting the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah.
And, like, I thought it was kind of lame, honestly, that it's like, why are you, like, picketing Vince Gill? Like, I'm like, there's more, like, tragedy in the world than to picket Vince Gill. I'm just like, what is that all about? And I actually feel like I don't really love to hear him curse. And then also in the Rolling Stone article, he was like, well, I curse on like the golf course a lot.
People curse.
Yeah.
People curse.
But I think he's a nice guy.
I think it's hilarious that people are trying to hide the fact that anyone curses, but they all curse.
Yeah. I think he's like, people can say, oh, he's married to a Christian singer. Like, oh, how dare he say something to them? And then they're like,
of course they say the same exact words
in
too.
The comments too. It's like, but most people, I think, like 80% were like, way to go, Vince. I'm a bigger fan now. You know, like they're like, good to stand up for yourself. You know.
Yeah.
And then like, there's always the couple people that are like, he's fighting hate with hate. And I'm like,
is he fighting hate with hate, or is he fighting hate with brains?
Maybe. I mean, it's one thing that's like, I feel like if you're going to actually use that language, that's an appropriate situation to use that language. But I think he called him like a dipshit, and then like he was just like, you're just a dipshit or something.
And I don't even know the definition of what a dipshit is, but no one wants to be a dipshit.
It doesn't sound very good.
It's a dipshit.
And then he was like, I think he said Folkers. He didn't even like really say it.
You
like,
Folkers.
What are you Folkers doing?
What you Folkers?
Like, because he's like.
Did they even know? Was it just like the Kevin Smith scenario when Kevin Smith joined in the protest? Did they not even know that was Vince Gill?
No, they knew because this one girl, like I guess, came with.
That's
a
Vince Gill.
No, she was.
That's
like,
Vince.
What
Gill.
Are you doing here, Vince Gill?
Can I have your autograph?
She's
damn,
like,
he's next to us.
He's right near us. I want his autograph, and also,
you're
a sinner.
Damn you, but damn. Sinner, sin good. So you guys, send me some music. Send me some music.
I just think it's hilarious. Like, they are so. That organization is, like, incredibly ridiculous. Like, again.
Any organization could be ridiculous, though, too.
I know, but it's like, think about what you're using your time for. You're protesting a Vince Gill concert, or you're protesting Kevin Smith movie? Who cares?
As long as they're outside, away from a computer, you know what I mean? That's always good.
But then
some people have book clubs, some people have wrestling clubs. But you know what? If they're gonna hurt someone, get ready to be hurt in return.
But also, Vince Gill like does so much good for the world. And he does like a lot of charity work and stuff. Yeah. And it's like, oh, they're gonna just wipe all that away. And it's like, just, you know,
nothing beats blind hate. Blind hate.
That's whatever. But I'm glad. I am kind of glad that he went out there, because in a way it kind of does take guts.
Yeah.
I can see like some people just like be like, oh, drive on by, I don't want to deal with them.
Yeah. So that does gives us the option of maybe one day we'll have to deal with that. Let's see how we'll handle that.
And I don't even know what they would pick on me for.
They could pick on
anything.
Anything. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed this hate-filled show.
Hate.
Talking about cruising.
Cruises. What else? Summer vacation and hate.
I don't know, a whole bunch of stuff, strippers, a whole lot of stuff you guys can enjoy. Check us out at thecarolinandjoeshow.com. Also download us on iTunes, download us on Stitcher. Look for me, Astray J, on Twitter, Karen Bolevsky on Twitter. Check out my new work at joecarabeo.com. This show is brought to you by Astray Productions. Check them out at astrayproductions.com. Also goastray.tumblr, and also one shots for our films. Got a whole bunch of films for you to check out. And also, don't forget to check out the absolutely greatest cartoonist. One of the best. What did I say? The vibrant? What was the word?
I thought it was extra vibrant.
Extremely vibrant? Something. Check out Karen Bolevsky's work at curls-studio.com.
Ultra vibrant.
Ultra vibrant. Check out the ultra vibrant work of Karen Bolevsky at curls-studio.com/curls for Curls Comic Strip. Comes out every Monday. Curls brings you smiles, the greatest stuff you ever know. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Be excellent to each other. See you later, Carolyn.
Adios.